NPR's business news starts with growth in the Eurozone. It looks like Europe's long recession is finally over. Statistics out this morning show signs of growth across the Eurozone after a year and a half of declining numbers. It will take more time and much stronger growth to reverse the high unemployment of many countries, but politicians are hailing the figures as an end to the dark years. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley sent this report.
The increase is slight, but after six straight quarters of a debilitating recession, the longest to afflict the single currency bloc since its creation in 1999, there is palpable relief. French Finance Minister Pierre Moscovici announced that France was officially out of recession and said the numbers pointed to an upcoming full economic recovery. The return to growth is led by Germany, the Eurozone's strongest economy and exporter. German gross domestic product rose 0.7% in the second quarter, but that was expected, says Sylvain Boyer, economist at Natixis. The surprise is France, with a 0.5% rise in GDP.
The real good news is the increase in the French consumer spending. It's important because the French economy is the second largest economy in the Eurozone, and the increase in the French consumption benefits to its neighbors.
The good news couldn't have come soon enough for French President François Hollande, who has been dogged by rising unemployment despite his promise to create jobs. On a PR tour of the country, Hollande was accosted in front of the TV cameras by an angry woman who said she'd been looking for a job for a year. "You're not doing anything," she accused. An upswing in Europe, the world's largest trading bloc, is good news for the United States because EU consumers will now spend more on U.S. exports. The Eurozone's recession was a byproduct of the debt crisis that engulfed the currency union in 2010. But despite the glimmer of good news, unemployment remains staggeringly high in some countries, more than 26% in Greece and Spain, with youth unemployment around 60%. Economists say it will take several quarters of at least 1% growth to begin to create jobs. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.